All right, Mr. Guerin is here, and he should be a happy man because his team continues to play outstanding hockey. They have the second most points in the league. They have the best road record in the league. I will tell you, last night, sir, I'm coming home from a little dinner, and I'm listening to Joe and Tom on the radio. They're excellent as always. And Kaprizov gets hurt. And I get home pretty quickly after that. And by the time I go from my car to the couch to watch, Kaprizov is back in the game. As you were watching the play, what were your thoughts when Kirill went down the way he did?
I was not happy.
Did you think concerned. It was a cheap hit?
I didn't like the hit.
Sounds
I
like
did not like that.
Sounds like you thought he stuck the right knee out.
I don't know if he stuck it out. I just didn't like the hit. It's when you have a player coming at you in a neutral zone like that. It's very, especially a guy as shifty as Kirill. It's very hard to hit them straight on.
Mm-hmm.
And of course he's going to try to go around you, and players are going to try to get a piece, and that's just what happens, you know? And yeah, so I'm not with the team. I haven't talked to our trainer yet today, but I will. And I think he's fine. I don't like those hits regardless, but you know, look, this guy's putting together, you know, an amazing season right now, and he's our best player. And anytime any one of our players are hit like that, I'm concerned and I get mad.
So let me pick up on a little bit what Tom was saying. In fact, they were lip reading John Hines, where they thought John was saying, you have to protect stars. You have to protect stars. We've watched this over the years. You were a star yourself, right? Where teams are going to run at certain players, and then teammates respond. Boldy, another one of your stars, responded. Where is that balance of, well, teams have to protect everybody, but the league has to watch when the opposing team is taking a run, and it's not just a clean hit. Maybe it's not even a borderline clean hit, but it's a dirty hit, and you know they're doing this in particular because so-and-so is just that good.
Yeah, like there's a line I don't think you can cross with any player in the league, but I do think that he is a superstar in our game. The game is better with him in it, not on the injured reserve. It's better for the game. It's better for our team. It's better for business. It's better for the league. So I do think at some level we need to look after the star players. It doesn't mean they can't be touched. It doesn't mean they don't have to play through traffic or in ugly areas, but look at not looking for anybody to get suspended or anything. Like, there should have been at least a penalty.
Yeah. And there was nothing.
That's, and you know what? I understand it too. Look, the game's moving fast. You want to make sure it's called properly. But when you're sitting in, you know, when you're watching the game and you see your star player go down like that, you get mad. And especially when there's no accountability and there's no consequence like that, that can get frustrating.
I saw this note from Russo on Twitter where 5-on-5 goals per game. I go both. I mean, I'm a traditionalist. I never say, though, I don't say X, formerly known as Twitter.
You know, exactly.
I just go X or Twitter, right? I'm done with the comment. But 5-on-5 goals per game, you're the best in the league at 1.37. I know it's always going to be a combination of a lot of things. But if you had to say one area why you were so good with those numbers, is it just goaltending or is it something different?
What was the stat?
Five on five goals per game. You're the best team in the league, allowing 1.37 goals per game when it's just without a penalty, straight up 5-on-5.
Yeah, I mean, goaltending's a big part of it, but not the only thing. I think it's a lot of things. It's goaltending. It's team defense. It's ability to come out of our own end and not spend a lot of time in our own end. It's puck management, limiting turnovers, playing in the offensive zone. There's a lot that goes into these stats. It's not just one thing.
Of all those areas, Billy, where are you most improved from last year?
The puck management.
Yep.
I think the puck management.
How come?
I think John has done an excellent job of communicating to the players how important, not just how important puck management is, but the consequences of not managing the puck and the rewards of managing the puck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Are there certain players who are notably better at that this year, or is it more just collective?
To a man, every single one of them.
Yep.
Every single one of them. They've done a fantastic job of listening and really hearing what John has to say and carrying it out. And when you start seeing the rewards, you believe in it more and more and more.
Billy Guerin is here. He's the president, hockey operations, and the general manager of the Minnesota Wild. Their role in second most points in the league. Fleury gives up a fluky goal. That happens. But then he plays very well. But, you know, I could give you more of his numbers. They're amazing. I mean, now he's started 1,000 games. He passes Patrick Waugh. It's just stunning. He's going to turn 40 next week. How do you think he's held up this year when he knows, because of the way Gus is playing, he's not going to play a lot? And he hadn't played in 2 weeks until he started last night.
He's been great. He's been exactly like you would expect him to be. And look, he is a team player. He's a fantastic teammate. And he's ready when called upon. And he knows that that is his role right now. You know, look, he's helped Gus a lot, too. And I know he's happy to see Gus playing as well as he is. So, yeah, I mean, no surprise to me that he is doing what he's doing. Like, he's just a great team. He's a professional. Like, he goes to work every night, whether he's backing up or starting. He's going to work every single night. And that's why he's lasted so long.
Excruciating injury for Zuccarello. Can you give us any update how he's holding up at this point?
He's doing better than he was last week.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Marcus's comments, and it was the poor guy. He was in a lot of pain.
I cannot imagine.
I, glad things worked out. And it was.
Do we need concerning? Do we need to reinforce the cup? Do we need a stronger cup in the NHL?
Apparently he needed to reinforce his.
Jeez. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have a particular?
I was talking to an executive on another team recently, just after that happened, and he said, "Yeah, we had a player that happened to as well, but he never wore a cup."
Okay.
And I couldn't.
Why?
I couldn't believe it.
I'd cut him. I mean, seriously. I'm like,
yeah, I would have too. And I'm like, I would have cut or traded him or something because, like, you're obviously the stupidest person.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I just don't get it.
I'm wearing one right now, just doing a radio show. I wear
should.
One.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of your viewers would like to.
Yes. Take a shot. That's
your viewers, your listeners.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's
uncool. You know what? The bottom line is that we could laugh because Zuki's going to be okay. It stinks that he's out, but, you know, he's a huge part of our team. And it was scary.
Give me your assessment of Marco Rossi and how he's played this season.
Marco's played really well. You know, again, he keeps, you know what? He's making a lot more plays. Like he's getting into the area where he excels, and that's the offensive zone, and making the little plays that create big opportunities. You know, he drives in deep, cuts back, finds late guys. Obviously, two-way game has always been good with Marco, or at least the effort's always there. I like his game, and he is he's producing.
I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but of this news. But earlier today, I was declared the Thanksgiving czar for the United States of America.
Oh,
yeah, so I'd
really,
yeah, I'd like congratulations. First of all, would be appreciated.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you.
That's amazing. Yeah. I'd love to speak to the voters.
Yeah, it was unanimous. I was the only voter. So,
how did that come about? How did you win this? How did you win this election?
I'm like most dictators. I just declared myself the winner. Right? I mean, I held the contest. Nobody else. If anybody else entered it, they would have been killed. Or they would have had to play hockey without a cup. I have declared. I've declared.
Are you going to do? Oh, so this is perfect. Yeah. You're going to be like WKRP in Cincinnati and have a turkey giveaway.
We were talking about
the window.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. So we're not going to talk before Thanksgiving. If I said you were required to remove one traditional Thanksgiving food from the Guerin family, what food are you removing?
Green beans.
Oh, get out of here. Come on. The green beans. You are going to have to meet in front.
Or the salad, but I don't really eat the salad. The green beans.
No, you're wrong. The correct answer is turkey. The turkey is dry. It's dull. It's nondescript. We're falling under Thanksgiving pressure.
I hope your wife isn't the one that cooks the turkey because you're in big trouble, pal.
No one cooks a delicious turkey. It's maybe it gets to average.
You're doing it wrong. Doing it wrong.
You know who you're afraid of? Big turkey. You're afraid of taking on big turkey, aren't you?
I'm not afraid.
I think you are.
Turkey is.
I've never heard you more unsettled and more uncertain since you've been called out by big turkey. I mean, it's sad.
This is You're trying to change the hot, like, turkey. Ooh, like, that's the main thing.
No, it's not. It shouldn't be. Ham
stuffing
better.
In our
brisk.
House. Stuffing in our house is the main thing.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Turkey to
you're right.
Second.
Do you have one stuffing? Like, la-di-da. Oldest boy is now the chef. He's so good. He makes two stuffings. He makes one that's spicy. And I'm all for the spicy stuffing.
No. Traditional. My grandmother's recipe.
Well, I can't.
It's the best.
I can't really rip your grandma at this point, can I? I mean, it's kind of tough.
You better not.
All right.
You better not. It's the best, and it is the best for turkey sandwiches later that night.
Yeah. The turkey sandwich is redeeming, but go to somebody else's house the next day and get the turkey. Which pie, real quick, which pie? Number, you only have one pie. Which pie do you want?
My mom's cheesecake recipe.
Once again, wrong again. It's pecan pie. You are going to meet.
No, and we have one of those too. Chocolate pecan. And
oh.
Is it pecan or pecan?
I'm a pecan guy, but I mean, you know.
All right. I can buy either.
Yeah, I can. All right. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk soon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Billy Guerin here on CCO.